Let's see what it makes. It's pretty good too. Name it. We're playing with Suno, an AI music generator.
Let's do a man who tried weed for the first time but got so high that he pooped his pants, and do it in a reggae song.
I like it. One hit, two hits. The feeling got stronger. Started feeling like that it couldn't last any longer. My body got heavy, couldn't keep it tight. I felt a rumble. Oh, what a sight. Howdy ho.
All right, guys. We had to take a week off because of some scheduling things, but we are back for 420. We're here just to talk bullshit today because there's just too much shit. You know, every time I get ready for this show, I always like search the news, you know, and it's just like,
what's trending on Twitter?
Iran ready to fucking drop.
War, death, massacre.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, ah. What am I, Channel 9?
Although, I will say one thing before we move on to lighter subjects. Was that with all this bullshit with, like, Iran and fucking Israel. And how they, like, they attack them and some shit. And World War III is about to fucking start. The United States did, like a walkout of, like, 20 B-12s.
That's American.
Just to be like, oh no, I think it was
by
like,
the way.
By the way, we could fucking like destroy any city.
Just let me just remind you real Let's fast who we are. To be fair, we do have air superiority. Like,
oh, there's no question about yeah, that. No
Our
question
Air Force
about...
is the strongest in the world.
Yeah, Pentagon parades 12 nuclear bombers.
Jesus Christ.
12 nuclear stealth bombers. And nothing says fuck with us.
Fuck around and find out.
Those things are insane,
I
bro.
Love those. Stealth bombers are so fucking cool.
I mean, they cost an arm and a leg, but...
they're so fucking cool.
That's so funny, dude. Look, they just, like, rolled them all out.
Yeah, so let me remind you guys real fast what we have.
Those things can go like undetected.
Oh, like quite literally undetected. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the alien movie Skyline?
Maybe.
There is. Okay.
I've seen
movie,
a lot of B tier fucking alien movies.
The movie is like absolute shit. It is definitely shit, except for one scene. Where, like, this one insane B-2 pilot, like, basically saves the day. But, like, to see his maneuvering, it's, like, insane. But, yeah, so, you know, today's a special day, 420. It's a day that's meant to commemorate the consumption of a plant that shouldn't be illegal in the first place.
The holiest of plants. The highest of the orders.
Yeah.
Illegalized because somebody got a small dick around his news.
For the obviously, you know, trying to fucking destroy this ship or whatever. But this B-2, dude, is just an absolute beast. Look at this thing go. You know that pilot's just shitting himself, dude.
Or he's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the shit they never let me do in training.
Yeah.
Pulling off all the maneuvers he can. I think all those guys are staring out his window like, oh my god, what the fuck's happening here?
I At least that was accurate.
The dumbass looking straight at a fucking nuclear explosion with a goddamn telescope. Like, also, oh, my eyes.
Also, that telescope. Dude, you're not going to find that fucking plane on that telescope, dude.
I like him keeping track with the missile moving over fucking the sound of the speed barrier. Yeah. He's just sitting there like. Just casually watching it.
Just like, dude.
Like, you'd give yourself a whiplash trying to do that shit. Hell yeah. You know what video I recently found that it's been in my brain?
Yeah, tell me what's in your brain, bro.
The banana bread at work video.
The what? The banana bread at work?
Yeah, have you seen that? This guy is like, his redneck gets in work and he's like, so, I just got banana bread at work, dude. Hell yeah. He's like, it just goes to show that if you have patience for things, good things happen. But there's a lot of bad things in this world, dude. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, no, I actually have.
I fucking love that video. Shit became iconic to me because as soon as I saw it, I went to a fucking music festival, and then everyone was quoting it. Like, you'd be walking around the campground and hear someone be like, "Oh hell no!" And then be like, "The fucking Cubs, dude. Hell no." It was the greatest shit ever. I will never live that down. After like eight years, I recently just saw someone do a fucking sound over clip with that. And I was that it's been in my brain for like 3 days now. It's bad. Yeah, the worst part is I've now actually gotten bread at work. Like, not just banana bread, but I've gotten peach bread at work now. So it's relatable because I've literally been at work getting peach bread.
I've never gotten bread at work. I've gotten, like, cupcakes at work.
Yeah, some, like, people for, like, their church or something came in and they were just like, "Hey, we have fresh baked bread. Give us donation money. We'll give you bread." And we're like, fuck yes. Peach bread is the greatest I've ever had in my life. It makes me want to learn how to bake. I'm going to come in like a little baker boy one day.
Well, we need
bake a bunch of bread.
We need something to ashen.
Ah, you almost forgot. We always forget. We're really bad at this.
What's Yo No for?
Have you seen the the footage from like a fighter jet like encountering a UFO?
Maybe.
You really? Really? This is like the closest.
I've seen so many like alien exposure video things that like I don't really watch them at this point or just care because like they're real. Like, there's so much fucking proof.
Yeah, but I feel like 99.9% of videos aren't actually real. I feel like 99.9% of UFO videos are actually just experimental, drones. I think that 99.99% of all videos of UFOs are actually just, like, experimental United States drones. Or maybe, like, Chinese or...
The weather balloon.
Yeah, or just a weather balloon or something Chinese like weather that. Balloon. Yeah, I think that's all it is. But
I never remember what it's called. But
there's footage from a like fighter jet, and this pilot like literally he doesn't believe in aliens. Like he doesn't, you know. I can't remember what his name is. I'll look it up here in a second. But
go ahead.
He, like, finds this in the middle of a training exercise. There's, like, this inanimate object that's just, like, running around crazy fast. Like, way more than you would ever expect from an actual aircraft.
I actually think I've seen that one, yeah.
And,
They're picking it up on radar on shit for a little while.
Yeah,
they
picked it up on radar and then it just, like, disappears.
Yeah, it just goes straight up,
and it's,
basically.
And he even says, it's like, that's not what happens. You know? That's not what happens on... Like on these radars, dude. They like we got a producer in house, video, perfect timing.
I always forget this story because I never really heard about it from him myself. So my I came from a long line of airmen, actually.
Oh, nice.
My granddad was 20 years Air Force retired, actually served in Nam and everything. And then my dad was also 5 or 10 years Air Force retired, but he didn't fly. We don't know most of what he did. He was literally in like hush-hush secret bullshit.
That's cool.
He did decoding, like transmissions, decoding, that kind of shit. Like he was in like top secret shit. He was not allowed to talk about his shit. I have found documents before and it's just straight redactions like through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, you can't read it. It's just
like the whole
unless
page.
You have the key.
Yeah, I was just really like, oh my god, dude, what the fuck? So like. But I do remember my mom telling me once in a while, because I mean, he didn't really talk. We never, you know, got along. So I don't know if it's stories myself, but my mom was telling me one day, and I always forget this one. He actually claims to have seen a UFO in training one time. Really? And this is a very devout, like,
oh, shit.
Anti-most of this bullshit, like, extremely
He doesn't
Christian.
Normally believe in that?
Not that yeah, as far yeah. as I know.
That's how I know, like, but, some like, shit's real.
I do remember my mom telling me that, like, he swears he saw a UFO in, like, the water or some shit, I think.
In the water?
Yeah, he was, like, on a carrier or something. Some bullshit like that.
Hmm. That's fucking weird.
It's actually a really common thing.
Can you look up the, like, fighter jet UFO encounter?
You ever read a book called Behold the Pale Horse?
No.
By George, not George Carlson, William R. Fuck. I can't remember his fucking name now. I'm going to fucking go crazy. The whole book, he's an ex-CIA operative and like intelligence and shit like that. And this whole thing is just him exposing like all of everything he's found, actual documents he has, this and that.
Not YouTube encounter, UFO encounter on
YouTube.
YouTube
encounter, fighter jet YouTube encounter. The fighter jet encountered a wild YouTuber. What happens next? Fighter jet versus Mr.
The
Beast
important,
one.
The important part of the whole thing is the one thing he left out.
Fighter jet versus Logan Paul fight?
Yeah, UFO spotted by U.S.
Yeah, apparently in the book, they even talks about a lot of fighter jets coming out of... A lot of Navy or Air Force carriers in water that have also seen a lot of weird shit either come out of the water or beneath it. There's a lot of things around UFOs in our oceans. And without that, they are like, there's even been, I like the movies around that shit because you never know.
Okay, so this guy was on a fucking. Look at, dude, it looks like a fucking UFO. That's real, dude.
I mean, the CIA put out a whole, released like their 150-page essay on all the info they have.
But that's why, you know what, that's the very reason why I feel so,
iffy.
Iffy about it is that if the U.S. government is telling us about it, then that means that they can't gain anything from hiding it. What are they gaining from releasing it?
I can make it even worse for you. That's actually already a conspiracy theory. Do you know what Project Bluebeam is?
No.
It's literally that. Project Bluebeam is
like making the...
It's basically holographic. They're essentially is going to be holographic projections. Like, it's stupid good technology. And their whole thing is that the whole conspiracy for the past like 5 or 6 years around it is that they're gonna hype up an alien invasion basically, and start being like aliens are real, aliens are gonna invade us, this or that, and then they're gonna have a fake alien invasion that's just a bunch of fucking holograms,
so that they
can seize like a new world order kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
So them now all of a sudden releasing all this alien shit.
All you need is a big enough threat. Dude.
Yeah.
A big enough threat
and shit, and it's like, yeah, I that's the thing. They're gonna be so convincing, like, what you can't go against it.
How do you think the Roman emperors, dude? They took over. Yeah. They're just like, yo, these crazy ass Germans, dude. These Germans, dude. You should hear them. They sound like these, but then they're dying. You know, and then they come down and they're gonna rape everybody. They're gonna kill everybody. And before you know it, everyone's like, all right, give up your rights, you know, as long as they can save us from these crazy-ass Germans. And then it's the Persians, and then
the Germans said that with the Jews.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
And then it's Mongolians, and then it's like, damn, dude, like, we can't stop getting invaded. That's crazy. I can see that, though.
I love that you made yourself a sandwich, I just realized.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous. I look over, you're just... I'm like, ah, that could be me in the sound booth.
That's why I think the United States props up so many wars in order to feed the war machine and feed their homies over at the fucking, you know, the weapon manufacturing companies.
To be fair, too, in general, wartime is our most economic success.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding, too. In fact, that's actually another reason why people are guessing why we're doing so much shit in World War III. Every time there's this socioeconomic collapse in America, the both Great Depressions so far. How did we get out of it, baby?
War, bro.
We went into a mass war production effort and we fucking turned our economy around. How are we gonna do it again? War, baby. It's profitable.
It is profitable. That's why Hitler was so famous. people loved him, dude. You know, before the whole Jew thing.
He was voted in.
Yeah. He was voted in.
He was democratically voted in.
He was voted in with 28% of the vote. Because there were three parties that everybody was equally, like, into. And then he got voted in. Well, he got voted in. Technically, he was, like, vice chancellor. And he wasn't the head guy. But then everybody just loved him way more. So, like, the opposite of Kamala Harris. Hitler was just like, right? But then he like turned everything around because he just started like building like a giant army. And people are like, why are you building a giant? Like, we just had this giant war. And he's like, yes, but look at this economy.
This is why you can't trust a man with low testosterone.
Yeah, bro. An artist with low testosterone.
One of those one ball hooligans. He only had one nut, if you didn't know that. Fun fact. Hitler lost a testicle in World War I. That's one of the reasons people theorize he was so fucking angry.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. I'd be angry too. He actually had that shit shot off in World War I, and that's when he ended his military career.
Dude, on top of that, he got his...
I had to do like a school research assignment on Hitler, which fucking sucked, obviously.
That's like the one thing you really held on to. You're like, I remember looking
at his history and being like, he was a failed artist and he lost his testicle in World War I. And I was like, that's fucking wild.
Dude, he also was in a coma. So like when they shot his ass, let's see, analysis of long lost medical notes seemed to confirm that Nazi leader suffered from cryptochilitism?
Oh, an undescended.
Testicle. Okay, so it wasn't shot off.
See, that's what I remember. See, that's what I read was that he got a shit shot off in World War One, and then he was like hospitalized, and that ended his fucking
He was shot. He was shot in World War One.
I prefer it not to descend. Honestly, I'd rather just never have one than have one shot off just in the middle of fucking war. Just 1 second, it's there, and the next second it's not.
When you take hormones and you
they just pop out,
yeah,
like eggs.
It gets smaller, bro. When you take estrogen, yeah, it's fucking funny. Yeah, but it was like he probably had low testosterone, and he just woke up from a very long nap.
Low testosterone, you know. School,
imagine like going to sleep. He went to sleep when Germany was winning, and then all of a sudden he woke up, and Germany was... Everyone hates Germany.
Again.
Yeah, and then the Treaty of Versailles, and people got fucking pissed, and then blah, 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 he takes over, but then he's actually, like, really good for the economy, and then they go from, you know, burning bricks of cash instead of wood to being the most, like, prosperous country in the entire world. And then they got, like, a bit racist and, you know, how the rest goes. And, oh, also, they fucking invaded Russia. You know?
Rule number one, do
not invade Russia.
Like, if you're a successful leader that's, like, taking out every other country and expanding, you don't go for Russia.
I mean, you might
History
have a
History has
chance.
Shown this so many fucking times.
You might have a
Alexander
chance
Alexander the Great, Napoleon Bonaparte, no great conqueror has ever been able to take Russia, and that really fucking says something.
Because they just don't care, bro.
Which, to be fair, that's actually why, like, the whole, like, Ukraine thing, not going too crazy, but that's why Russia was so fucking serious about it. That was a very heavy throw.
Sorry.
Hit her with the heat.
Yeah, bro. Fucking, you don't invade Russia. Even the Mongolians fucking couldn't invade Russia.
Nope.
They tried.
Many. Yeah, nobody's been able to do it. Like, literally through history, almost every great army has fucking
Except for
tried.
Russians. Russians can invade Russia.
See, that's why Russia taking part of Ukraine, and then Ukraine actually pushing back and taking that back was such a big deal, because that's Russia actually losing territory for the first time, like, ever. So they were like...
That's why they're so pissed,
Yeah,
dude.
That's where they were like, okay, we'll just go nuclear. So they just went fucking full hands down, because they were just like, all right, we're not standing for this. This was literally the first time in history that actually happened, and they were, like, not happy. They were like, you do that again, we're just going to end the entire world, all right? We're not playing this game. They said, fuck this shit, we have the power now, fuck you. We'll play war games.
They don't play fucking war games with fucking Russia, dude. But also, like, Russia right now is struggling, bro, to, like, make fucking, you know, they thought that they're going to take Ukraine in fucking 3 days.
That's what happens when you're backed by American money.
They must be pissed. But, dude, and there was just that, like, that giant shooting in Russia, too. like, Russia is a wild place these days. It's always been Russia. It's always been wild, you know?
Oh, one interesting thing, kind of on the whole, like, crazy country thing. One thing I've saw recently, apparently, is, like, a thing going on in China, which I think actually happening here, too. It's kind of funny. It's just, like, all the young people are just giving up. Like, literally, that's, like, an actual thing happening in China. There's, like, reports on it. There's a name for it. It was, like, Ying Xiao or some shit. But, like, literally, it was just young people are just – they're done. They're, like, fuck school, fuck work.
That's a thing in Japan, too.
Like
young people just – they won't date. They won't go out. They won't go work. They'll just go and, like, sit in a room. Just fuck around.
Yeah, they're just gonna – they're just hanging out, which, like, I kind of understand because both countries have put so much fucking pressure for years and just constantly added on to it. It gets to the point where, like, there's so much, and, like, what are you going to do?
No, I think it's social media, dude. I think it's social media, and also Hong Kong has had so much, like, Western influence because they're kind of their own little thing. But the thing is that all of these countries, especially these more powerful dictatorship-like countries, right, they were able to function so good as a dictatorship because no one in that country – would be able to even know how good it is outside of the country. You know, that's their standard. That's why North Korea is the only successful dictatorship, you know, that you can, like, really take over because they don't have any fucking internet there, dude. They seriously – they still believe it's, like, in the 1990s.
To be fair, I mean, yes, North Korea is, like, the leader of it. China is second, though. Like, they have internet, but a lot of it is still restricted and or, like, controlled. And they have incredible – the CCP itself has incredible information building of building, like, camaraderie for the state as well as their leaders through, like, childhood and up, which is also why, like, a lot of things – like, for example, the whole Taiwan thing – a lot of people, like, once you're taught your whole life, this is the truth. And then if someone tells you different, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's like China owning Taiwan. That's why everyone in China thinks it. Because
I think the issue is
China's like, oh no, that's us. Yeah.
The issue is just that everyone
else is like, the fuck?
Everyone around China still has open internet. So it's like you're getting all these people coming.
And, like, they
in
have more influence. Like, there, like, is influence. Like, we still have some media. So, like, they have Western influence, but it's not like they have, like, free open internet, for example. Just like how we can't see a lot of things coming out of China. Like, they're still controlled. But, like, compared to, like, North Korea, yeah, 100%.
That's
North
why
Korea,
governments are so.
Yeah, you don't fuck with North Korea.
Governments are so scared of social media, dude. They're so scared of social media. Because before it was like, you know, you could control the newspapers, you know, you could control the news stations, you know, you could at least, you know, make up some bullshit lie about national safety, you know.
How the one dude that owns the entire newspaper industry also owned all the trees.
Yeah. And it's like the same dude that they play, like, pool with, you know, that's how it's worked 99% of all history, right? Yeah. And it's up until now that some, like, kid can make a video. You know, even just like me, I have the ability to post a video and it gets upwards of, like, some, like, 7 million views. That's insane, dude.
I've never posted a video in my life. Really? That's actually a lie. I remember I did post two videos. I actually have posted two videos in my life. I found the old channel. One of them I literally just – I saw some really cool – I was like 7 or something. It was like middle school, I remember. I saw someone's, like, YouTube video. I saw it was super fucking cool. So I remember, like, recording it.
And you recorded someone else's? Yeah. Damn, dude.
I gave him credit, though. That was a thing, too.
Copyright fee.
It's still up.
It's still up. Because
I gave him –
they're not going to be scanning those videos, dude, from, like, however
long. But, like, I gave him
ago.
Full credit in the description. I was like, hey, this dude's video, by the way. But, like, this shit was slapped, so I just wanted to share it. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I looked back and I laughed. And then the other one was some random, like, video app you could get on, like, your iPhone back in, like, you know, 2006 kind of thing. And those, like, little movie maker things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
It was, like, 7 seconds, and it was so much cringe, but it was so funny. I'm not in it. That's the funniest part. I was a director.
I have cringy shit out there, too. I used to be on Vine. That's how I started, dude.
To be fair, I don't know if this is a hot take, but I think Vine was so much better than TikTok. I miss
Elon
Vine.
Musk recently, like, tweeted saying that, like, he's like, how many people should think Vine should come back? And I'm like, damn, dude, Elon's gonna buy Vine now?
He'd ruin it.
I like how Tumblr was making a comeback for a little while.
Tumblr? I don't know if you remember that. Dude, as soon as they banned porn, it was over.
No, they came back like a year ago. Like, not even kidding. There was like a small thing for it. It didn't last long, but like they did something and they started coming back.
Really?
Yeah. And people were going like, because I remember going through Twitter and people were like, hey, are we going to go back to Tumblr? And everyone was like, no.
No. Dude, the amount of like...
But the reason was because I think they got rid of the porn again. And then now Twitter has become such a fucking fest of it that they were like, hey, well, guess what? Let's go back over there.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I thought they got something like... I remember the Tumblr made a resurgence and I thought it was because... Yeah. See, 1 year ago, I was on it. See, Twitter. Yeah, I was on it. Ever since Elon... I was never on Twitter, like, at all. But as soon as Elon got it, I got on Twitter because it's been so much fucking fun just watching shit unfold now. It is such a cesspool of misinformation and stupid fucking takes, and I love
it. It's what the internet is.
I don't do a lot of TikTok scrolling, but fucking Twitter threads got my goddamn attention. It's so fucking stupid.
This is what I love it. What I hate about society is that we try to take away the tools for people to see dumb shit on the internet instead of teaching people to veer away from that dumb shit on the internet. And that's like such a huge difference because you're never going to be able to completely clean the internet. It's never going to happen. You're never going to be able to do that. So there's no point in trying, because if you do try, then who's going to be the one to decide, you know what, this stuff is good and that stuff is bad? Because 1 year it'll be in the hands of somebody who you like, the next year it'll be in the hands of somebody else. That's what's so fucked up about this new TikTok ban, which, can you look up if that passed? It was put in like a Ukraine bill.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like a Ukraine funding bill.
So they like slid it into something else just to get it going? Yeah, they like
slid it in.
Dude, like, I hate when they do that shit. Because like, it's like, well, we gotta do it, but like, damn. Oh, well.
House approves sell or be banned TikTok measure attaching it to the foreign aid bill.
Oh, this was updated today, too. This was recent.
Foreign aid. I don't know. Something about forcing a foreign company to give up an app that half of your country is on. Doesn't seem like aid to that foreign adversary. Does it seem like that? It seems more like they're trying to slip it in. The fact that it just goes, like, nobody asks Americans. Nobody asks other people. Wait, hold on. Stop. Go up a little bit. TikTok has said it spilled a firewall between the headquarters in Los Angeles and its parent company in Beijing. But some reports indicate U.S. user data does still move between the two. Obviously.
Wait, no, but read this next sentence. Read the next sentence immediately.
While there has been evidence made public.
No, you misread it.
While there has been no evidence.
There's been no evidence.
Made public that Chinese government officials have accessed American information through TikTok, the idea that China has the theoretical ability to weaponize an app used by half America has been enough to set off an all-out crackdown.
It's all conjecture. It's like, you know, it might.
Technically, maybe.
They're like, they might be able to. I mean, we can't prove it.
You know what?
I had to stop you to read that part because I was like.
Dude, the most fucked up thing out of this all is that we know for sure that the Chinese government's taking our information. Obviously.
Oh, probably.
Obviously.
What are they getting from TikTok?
It's so obvious that they're doing it, but then our government still can't come up with any kind of proof. They still can't come up with any kind of proof and leave it alone. But the problem is that they don't give a shit when American companies sell our information to other companies.
Companies do it all the time.
And our companies do it way more. I mean, it's insane. You go on Facebook and you're just like, oh, you know, I want to listen to the baby. And then before you know it, you're getting ads for baby shit. You know what I mean?
I'm honestly, with how bad it is, I would sell my information for money just because you're going to take it anyway.
Yeah, you're going to take it anyway.
So you might just ask me, bro, pay me. Fuck it. So you're going to get it one way or another eventually. Shit. What do you want to know? How much you got?
Dude, people are so done with the government. People are so done with the federal government. It's time to fucking cut the federal government in half, bro. It is absolutely
insane.
I mean,
technically it is cut into thirds.
Cut it more. Six.
I'm just throwing it out there. Technically, there are three sections.
Give me
it.
Sixths and cut that down, dude. You could be like fucking the new president of Argentina.
I wish I knew what that was.
Malay? Show a video of Malay.
Javier.
Javier Malay. He's like this crazy, just find some random video of him with the chainsaw, dude.
What?
Is this guy? So he's like a crazy libertarian, dude. What?
He's like in a crowd of people with a fucking chainsaw. Okay, at least he has a chain off of it.
Out. He has this hilarious, he has this hilarious video.
That's actually really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Just making his own American $100 bill, but putting his face on it. All right, I like this guy. He's funny.
He's a libertarian, and he literally he has this video where he has all the names of these like random fucking like cabinets and government groups that have been just paying like the Department of LGBT like Diversity Fund, and then like you know the like you know Women's Rights Advisory Board, and like you know all this shit that's just been like created to essentially feed liberals and their friends jobs. You know what I mean?
That's so fucking random.
And he has this video where he's just like, El Departamento de Sexismo y Todo Afuera! And then he, like, throws it out and he fires everybody in that fucking... And then he did that. See if you could...
Why does that picture go so hard? He looks like he's at a rock concert. Like, if you showed me just, like, this picture and you told me, like, this is, like, you know, a famous rock star, I'd be like, yeah. Like, what was that, Aerosmith?
But yeah, so he's insane, dude, and like he basically like cut the government in like two thirds. He just like
just got
stripped,
rid of people.
Just
like no more power
rid of
for
all
you.
Of these, like yeah, and just like simplified it and just like brought it down. And all the liberals were so pissed because he did cut programs. He cut a lot of fucking programs. He just fired thousands of people, dude.
Social work. You mean out of work?
Yeah. But like,
sorry, bad joke. That was terrible reception. That's a straight silence afterwards. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll take that right back.
I don't think
right.
I heard it. What'd you say?
Ministerio de Turismo y Deporte, afuera. Ministerio de Cultura, afuera. Ministerio de Ambiente y Desarrollo Sostenible, afuera. Ministerio de las Mujeres y Género y Diversidad, afuera.
He just fired like 1,300 people, 89 people.
I wish that we would do that to all of our alphabet boys.
Oh, dude, so many programs you can cut, dude. You know, so much bullshit.
Yeah.
So much
like
fucking...
Like the NSA.
Yeah, the NSA, yeah. It's just like its only purpose just to spy on its own people.
Yeah.
Or at least like limit them.
Honestly, the worst one's the ATF.
By the far. ATF, has the ATF ever had a successful raid? Because I've never heard of one, you know?
Well, like legitimately successful or like classified by them as successful?
Oh, dude, they'll like murder an entire fucking household and be like, well, you know.
We got him.
We got him.
We might have found evidence. Like, not even kidding. They legitimately have done that and actually then said it was successful. It was a recon mission and they executed an entire family.
Yeah.
And their dog.
Are you talking about Ruby Ridge?
I am indeed. Yeah.
I know my ATF raids.
I love how after that too, they were just like, hey, mission success. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean mission success?
This was a
recon mission.
They were just like, we got him. Like, you also got his pregnant wife.
Yeah. Like, this is like you going into a fucking recon game and then just going loud. Like, the minute you got caught and stuff, like, mission failed, it's just, all right, going loud. Like, out of nowhere, they just, like, it's such a crazy story, too. I remember the first time I learned that. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what an absolute, like, I still want to know who came up with the idea of surveilling this guy by putting out armed people in fucking ghillie suits around his property. Like, what? You know, like, not even marked, not even anything.
Yeah, he was like a Red Beret, too.
Yeah. Yeah, this dude was like legit fucking badass.
He was like from like the Korea War or some shit like that. And he was just out there like by himself with his family.
Yeah, he's just living his life.
He had a bunch of guns. Like, yeah,
he's just living his life. But, you know, they were like, he might have a lot of guns.
Just like a normal ass person. If you see guys with like ghillie suits walking around with a giant barrel of a sniper rifle.
Oh, it's even worse than that. They started. They shot his dog. Literally. His dog was just outside and they came at one of them. So they fucking shot his dog. So this dude all of a sudden just sees a bunch of fucking guys out in ghillie suits that just shot his dog surrounding his property.
Yeah. And they just like...
Yeah, completely... I'm like, am I on a fucking bad ass trip or something? Yeah, I start blasting.
And then don't...
So he takes... I think he injured one of them or something. I don't think there was any casualties on their side.
Yeah.
I think he injured one of them or shot back and they just executed the entire family. I was like, what the fuck? You didn't know about this. Yeah, I can tell in your face. Yeah, like, you didn't know about Ruby Ridge.
It's like Waco.
Yeah, then afterwards,
Waco was even
and then
worse,
afterwards
dude.
They were like, yeah, this is a the afterwards they actually classified it as a successful mission. They were like, "Hey,
but they we waited. Got him." They waited though. You know how they what they did, this is how they get away with it, right? What they do is they say, "Well, we're going to do an investigation into ourselves." So we're going to have good old Jeff, the guy that I fucking work next to every day, yep. Be like, "Hey, did my buddy Jack over here, like, fuck up by, like, shooting this guy's pregnant wife? No, not Jeff, dude. We fucking go out every Saturday for yeah. Fucking, you know,
we get
drink.
Boosties, dog.
Yeah, dude.
I get my fantasy football team list from that guy.
Exactly. Like, he wouldn't ever do that, you know, in reality. And then what happens is that the investigation takes 3 years. And then by the time that it's like done, they're like, well,
shown
you
to
know,
be not guilty.
Yeah.
It was mission success. They're they
like,
did everything
we probably
by the book.
Could have done something a little bit better. So then people have just forgotten about it. And then there's Waco where they just like, they.
I got you on this now.
Where they fucking just like.
Type in 420 blaze to ganja. Let's see what it makes. Oh, then put in like how you want it to be, Blaze de Ganja, in Bob Marley. What do you want? How do you want to listen to it? Like, what kind of style of music do you want this to be in? It's pretty good too. Name it. We're playing with Suno and AI music generator now.
Let's do with the vocals of SpongeBob.
Oh, you have to make an account. Ah,
just go into Google. You can make an account real quick
by Elmo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have that specifically. Try to do no
Bob.
I know I saw this when I first when I first saw this, I was like, Andres is probably gonna shit himself when he fucking see this because it's not even bad. Like that's the worst part. It's a month in and it's actually pretty decent with how fucking Sora went after a year.
There's one.
This one has me scared.
Yeah, play it, bro.
Blazing memories.
Dude, it has lyrics and everything.
I forgot the audio is gonna be fucked up. Here, give me a second.
Okay. I know exactly. All right, let's look up a new one.
I wonder what the second one I made is, too.
Do a country song about a man who's in love with his trans girlfriend.
You misspelled... Did you misspell with?
I love it when she comes home, puts that dick in my womb.
You can also give it, like, lyrics and shit if you really want it to, too. But, like, just make it, let it get do whatever it wants. Once it starts learning a little bit, too, it gets really crazy, actually. I just remember watching one of fucking Moist Critical's videos on it. And he was doing some real fucking crazy prompts.
Wait, no, that's the first one. Yeah,
oh, we got
go.
The second heartstrings.
In a small town bar with a neon sign.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Standing there.
Is this crazy, dude?
She captured his heart.
So is he gonna say that she's trans?
So true, country boy's
yeah, give it a second.
For someone.
It's the next two lines.
He's a good old boy with a heart full of grace. She's a trans.
Isn't this shit great? You face the whispers, the judgment, and the stares. Their love's like a wildfire, but anyway. Like, it's fucking, it literally got the prompt, too.
Yes, got the
like, it knows exactly what you wanted. Yeah. Like, you do with the littlest bit, it's like, I know what this guy's wants. Literally, I've never seen it, like straight up fail, like, maybe once or twice. It's really bad at EDM and, like, hip-hop. Do not try to give it, it does not do hip-hop well. When I was watching Charlie try to give it hip-hop, but country and rock and metal and shit, it has metal and country down.
All right, let's look up this other one. You're done with it.
Like a, she smells like a homeless man on meth.
Yeah, give it more prompts. It,
it's putting it out. Putrid romance. Her odor scars my lungs. It's a putrid perfume. Oh, they stole that from the last one though. They got a little lazy.
All right, go back. Copy the prompt, and then instead of just copy the prompt, and then refresh it. And then do it in a happy song.
Do it in reggae. What do you think?
Yeah, let's try reggae. Need at least 10 credits create.
Is this like limited? Oh, you can see it on the left hand side, 0 credits, subscribe. Was each song a credit? Just make a new account.
Damn. Make a new account. It's too much fun.
Just generate a new email. 50 credits renew daily for. Do we already use our 50 credits? That's 10 songs. Do we already make 10? Because it makes 2 every time.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
That is dumb. It's all right. We got our fill of it, dude. We should try this like at the end of every pod. Just like put in a new prompt.
See? Your new outro is just a random Suno. Fucking.
Yeah. I love how it's like her odor like scars my lungs.
Could you imagine saying that?
Right? Like, this is the song that I wrote about my girlfriend who I love dearly, but also she fucking stinks really bad.
These are fucking great.
Right?
I still like some of the first ones. Blazing Memories.
Well, let's try one more. Let's try, a man who tried weed for the first time but got so high that he pooped his pants and do it in a reggae song.
I like it.
And then we'll end it there. Stepped into the session feeling kinda fine. Lit up a spliff, said it's my first time. The smoke filled my lungs, my mind took flight. But little did I know it would all ignite. One hit, two hits, the feeling got stronger. Started feeling lightheaded, couldn't last any longer. My body got heavy, couldn't keep it tight. I felt a rumble, oh what a sight. I love how he came back, dude. He was feeling shitty and he's like, oh, I took 2 hits, dude, I'm good. And then he's like, no, I'm not good.
I lit it up. I thought it'd be fine. 1 hit, 2 hit. I felt a rumble. What a sight. Those are some bars. Those are bars. What a good way to end it. That was a perfect way.
Yes. Oh, how long are we even at right now?
Probably like 55, if I had to guess. Ooh, a little over an hour.
A little bit over an hour.
But there's enough to trim, I'm sure.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about on this wonderful 420 night?
Don't poop your pants the first time you get high.
Don't poop your pants.
Nobody in the session is going to appreciate it.
This is going to be the official Padre song, by the way, if anyone's concerned.
Every 420.
All right, guys, we love you. We hope that you have you had an amazing 420 already.
We're a little late.
We're going to need it, all right, because this fucking world is in chaos. And this is the only benefits that we're able to get is AI songs.
AI music.
AI music.
Also, it was so good. It was like AI videos. We're like, oh, shit, AI music. Hell yeah. Yeah. That's just fun.
Right. All right, guys, you know how it is. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, share around the podcast so we can get some more recognition. We're taking this all the way to the home. We're going to have another episode out next week to make up for our last episode last week that we did not put out. We're excited, guys. We love you. And smoke up. 420. The feeling got stronger. Started feeling like that. It couldn't last any longer. My body got heavy.